Welcome back, everybody, to Top Model Rewind. This is Alex and...
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm Danielle.
Yep.
You know that,
that's
though.
Danielle. Yeah.
Because we're here every week and we talk to each other and we've known each other since, like, 2000... When did we meet? 2006.
Sixth grade.
I don't think you were in my cohort in sixth grade, though.
I think, yeah, we sat in the same classroom. Oh. But no, we weren't like buddies.
I remember you very clearly in the same classroom as me in like seventh grade, but I don't really remember sixth grade being
Maybe
in the same
Maybe I'm thinking of seventh grade.
Classroom. Did you, which one were you? A trailblazer or a
mariner? I was a mariner.
Okay, I was a trailblazer. See?
Okay, so we were not in the same. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Must have been seventh grade I'm thinking of. But anyways.
Yeah, I remember you in seventh grade. I remember well. Mm-hmm. Not really remember anything. I just remember that you wore a blue shirt a lot.
Yeah.
Like one of those, like, Hollister, those tight Hollister.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Sweater
the
things.
The long sleeve one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that too. It was too tight.
It was so tight. Problem. But I mean, we were in
as that
grade.
Was the style.
Mm-hmm. Who cares? Yeah, that I remember just style. Like how tightly. I feel like I've already talked about this on the show, but I just remember how tight the sleeves were on those shirts. Like,
yeah, it's insane. Have you watched that documentary about Abercrombie and Fitch?
No, White Hot, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I didn't get through it, but it's
yeah,
it is interesting. You're just like, yeah, this is terrible.
Did they talk about why they did that?
Yeah, because they didn't want fat people wearing their clothes.
They're like, we're going to make it so tight.
Yeah, they're going to make it impossible for.
Yeah, they were hard to get on.
They were. It was hard.
And
I only had like 3 items from Hollister.
I feel like Abercrombie was worse, though.
Yeah.
Than the rest of them.
I did not shop at Abercrombie at all.
Yeah, it was more expensive too, so it wasn't like, it was not very friendly to the pocketbook.
Yeah.
When we were in junior high, we had pocketbooks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just remember like any other place I could put on like a large and it would be fine. But like at Hollister or Abercrombie, it's not fine. It's very tight. It's not a large.
I feel like Aeropostale actually did a pretty good job.
They weren't bad. I liked American Eagle.
More size inclusive. Yeah, mm-hmm. I liked American Eagle. Those were also nice just because they weren't so dark inside.
Yeah.
Like in cramped.
There was, literally dark inside. Yeah, they were like, I forgot that Abercrombie and Hollister are just like pitch black. Can't see anything.
Yeah, maybe they made them so cramped again because they only wanted skinny people in their stores. So they were like...
Yeah, I mean, they talk about how it is all very intentional and like it's intended to make you like...
get an eating disorder?
Disoriented. Like it's intended to like confuse
so all the,
you.
The old
blast
people
you with perfume.
Leave. It's just young people. Yeah.
Yeah. They said like all the people that worked there and stuff that they hired, they only hired good looking people who like it didn't matter if they did the job. Like no one knew how to do the job.
I mean, I can't imagine working there too with like the way that lighting was. Like it'd be so depressing.
Yeah.
If I worked.
They talk about how some people are just like, yeah, I went home with a headache every day. Like it was terrible. It's like, yeah.
That's too much perfume too to like. Be inhaling
you be
every day,
absorbing that every day. Yeah,
mark my words. There's going to be some sort of mass lawsuit. All these Abercrombie employees are going to get cancer or something, and they're going to have to sue.
Neurological damage. Yeah,
yeah. Too much perfume.
Uh huh.
Well, let's talk about some people who would have no problem fitting into Abercrombie and Hollister.
Yep, they're here. They're right here.
Yeah, I mean, Whitney, a girl of her own hearts, might have. Mm-hmm. Might have had her struggles with it, so
yeah,
you know,
who knows.
I feel like, I mean, I definitely wasn't, I was probably like a size 0 to 2 when I was wearing Abercrombie and Hollister. Mm-hmm. Like very very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what it would be like. Obviously now I've been like a 6 to 8 like for so long. I wonder if I like went back in time and went to a Hollister and Abercrombie if I could fit into the clothes. I doubt it.
I don't know, man. It was rough.
Yeah. Anyway, so these models that we are speaking about.
Models, yes.
Yeah, they are talking bad about Cat. Yeah, we're in Rome.
Oh, a cat. I thought you said cats. And I was like, when did they mention they don't like cats? They don't like kittens?
No, Katarzyna. You know, I just thought cat was a little...
Yes.
I didn't want to risk getting it wrong. But, you know, no one's called me out so far. But, oh, you know, something interesting is that when she became a real working model, she did go by Cat instead of Katarzyna.
Oh, really? I mean, maybe she was just really sick of having to correct people.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny, though, that would happen because there's such a big deal was made about it that her name was Katarzyna.
Yeah.
And then when she's in the professional modeling world, she's just like, I give up. It's Cat now. Like, Tyra broke me. Like,
leave it on the ground. Who needs it?
Call Cat. Or, I mean, I guess it could have been the whole thing that all these models seem to face, which is you need to change your name.
Mm-hmm.
Or
rebrand.
Yeah. So anyway, they're talking about bad about Katarzyna. Mm-hmm. Fatima thinks that she looks like she should be in an office or should have an office job, which is funny because she does end up being one of the few that I think post-show has like a very corporate-y job.
Nice.
So she did, in fact, just end up in an office. Well, she was a model first, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a lawyer now or something.
Oh, fancy. Powerful.
Like a corporate type lawyer.
Interesting.
I don't know. I didn't actually find her on LinkedIn. I just saw someone post her headshot and she looked very lawyery and they said she was a lawyer. So I'm just going to assume that they were right. But didn't she worked in like a, didn't she work for like a corporate business before this season?
I don't remember what
she does.
Is that
something
that
she talks about? Yeah. Or maybe she was like an Ivy Leaguer. I feel like there was something about her that was like...
At the very beginning that she mentions, yeah. I can't remember. But she does say something. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why they were saying that about her. I don't know. She looks like a model, though. I don't know. They're like...
She's very model-esque.
She should just be in an office. Yeah. I'm like, you mean this person who looks like a supermodel? Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't make
any
sense.
Literally looks like a supermodel. Yeah. and they say it like later. They're talking about how it's hard to like imagine that Katarzyna's like in front of them she looks like such a model, but like in photos comparatively, like with Dominique, they have such a hard time with this juxtaposition of like how
Dominique
different
looks like a model and not in person.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like Katarzyna's looked like a model in most of her photos, but she just had one that wasn't
one
so great.
Slight flub.
And they're like, bye.
Goodbye.
Dominique will take a chance to talk about anybody. So Dominique joins in. Like, she seriously will. Yeah, later on in the episode, she starts saying that Fatima doesn't take direction well. Like, everything goes
in one ear. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even think that's true.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed it until they really highlighted it this episode.
Yeah, in this episode, I mean, she was learning gladiator moves, and I was like, well, it's just like basically learning dancing. It's very similar.
Yeah.
I feel like learning dancing. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think she's good at that particular thing.
Yeah.
But when you compare, it's funny because if you compare her commercial to Dominique's, like Fatima did a much better job.
Very true.
And
although I thought they both were talking weird in the commercial.
That's true. They
just different.
Weird.
Just
Well, speaking of the gladiator thing, they walk into, I don't know where they go. Is that like a very famous ruin or was it just,
they don't,
you know, one of the many Roman ruins that there
are?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
I don't know. I didn't recall them saying though.
Yeah, because I'm looking up things and I know there's something called the Roman Forum. That's like this, these old ruins, but I do not think that this was it, but I guess
I don't think that was this. No.
Anyway, so they walk in and they see some gladiators fighting and Whitney again is like, this is awesome. And I'm like, this is another thing that is not very awesome.
I love violence. Yeah.
Well, I mean, these people like, they just looked very cheesy to me. Like these costumes they were wearing.
Yeah.
Looked like they got them from Party City. And they were fighting each other. I was like, so these are just like glorified LARPers, right?
Yes. Like, this it was like, it reminded me of doing like the Chautauqua plays downtown, like in the street,
Chautauqua's
theater.
Chautauqua is an art fair street in our hometown. Theater. Yeah. And we, yeah, we did some like street shows performed for the masses.
It was badass. No, it wasn't.
I thought it was fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I like pop-up theater. I think that's fun.
It's fun.
But yeah, this was like, well, because then they bring out this guy who is a fight instructor at the Gladiator School of Rome. And I was like,
still training gladiators out there.
They still exist. Like, I thought,
why? Yeah.
The whole thing with gladiators is this is a barbaric thing that we used to do. And, you know, it's so bad that that's why we talk about it all the time.
For like torture. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, didn't they train like people who were enslaved to just fight to the death? That was there for entertainment.
It was super fun. Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, so this is clearly like a school where they teach people how to be gladiator reenactors. That was like my assumption of it.
Yes, I believe
so. I guess
so.
I could have looked it up. Like, I could have been informed about this.
Yeah, but still, that's got to be it, right?
Hopefully. I think so. I mean, like, when you were in Rome, did you watch any gladiator reenactments?
We did not. Nope.
Okay. They not have, that I it recall. Has to be, this has to be what this is, though, because we're obviously not training people to fight to the death anymore.
Yeah. There's no fight to the death. Yeah.
Right?
This I agree. I'm confident. I'm confident. Yep. I've decided.
I mean, if they were doing it, Dominique would volunteer, I think, because
she got a bit of a crazy eye there when they were talking about like, fighting each other.
They get to beat people. She was like with Whitney. She said, hopefully Whitney and I team up and I get to beat some ass. Ha ha ha. Just kidding.
I have nothing against her.
I have nothing against her. What she said. I was like, Dominique, we've seen this season. We know. Yeah,
this
we
was
know
weird.
That you guys are sworn enemies. Like,
Dominique,
know you.
Have you seen the season yet? No.
Yeah, we know she actually wants to fight Whitney.
Yes.
But the producer
Fatima
really messed
wants to
up.
Fight Dominique.
Yeah, well, Fatima, I think it was just. I mean,
she was having a weird time too. This brought out some strange colors in the ladies today.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of what Dominique said. Fatima seemed really into it versus not really paying attention. But I don't know. It was just a weird thing that Dominique said. I don't know. I don't understand it. but so they learn some moves and then they get to dress up as gladiatrixes. Do they say that? They say that word, right? Gladiatrix.
Do they? I don't know.
I think they do. And I was like, I don't know if that's a word.
I don't think that's correct. Yeah.
Another thing I could look up, but I did not.
No.
So.
Nope. Too busy just watching that episode.
I guess so.
You know?
Well, their outfits are much different than the other outfits. They are. Yes. Anya's wearing gladiator lingerie, basically.
Yeah. Whitney, too. I was just like, this is.
Whitney.
Yeah.
Whitney looked the most to me. Like at home in these clothes.
Yeah.
Did you think they
looked
like
she just looked very natural. Yeah. And then
she has like a Viking quality about her.
She does, doesn't she? There's something very Scandinavian about her.
Yeah. I mean, it might just be the blonde hair, but
it's that blonde hair. She's got like the nose that's a little bit upturned.
Yeah. I could just see her in some meaty furs, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
Around.
For sure.
Dominique looked like everyone had a very distinct look to me. Dominique looked like super or Wonder Woman to me.
Oh yeah. She did.
And Katarzyna looked like she was in a video game.
Mm.
They all had these just like I don't know.
Characters.
They all wore the gladiator clothes very differently.
Yes, they did, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they're going to fight someone. That someone is a mystery. They even do a little like commercial break because I was like, is it going to be a lion? What is it going to be?
Like, I was like, is it a celebrity? Is it Nigel? That would be funny.
No, it's just
Ferdinando.
A guy.
Ferdinando.
Was that his name? Fernando or Ferdinando?
It was Ferdinando. They say Ferdinando.
Ferdinando. It was Ferdinando who... If these other guys were like cosplayers, I don't know. This guy was like a method actor. He was fully in his role, grunted the entire time Jay was explaining
fully embodied
what the challenge was. Like, I think Jay was probably, I mean, he didn't seem annoyed, but I wonder what he was thinking during this moment while he's talking. The guy's just going in the background. But anyway, yeah, they're fighting this guy and for a photo shoot, and I don't know. It's
Fatima seemed like she was actually scared of him. That's what she said. She was like, I was kind of frightened, so I was like having trouble focusing.
What an interesting
excuse. She was having a lot of trouble.
She was having issues. She just was not opening her body up. Like, I felt like it was very clear instruction. Like, open your body up to the camera. And Fatima was like, okay, so I will put
turn
my
away.
Arm in front of the camera?
Yes.
Like, no, Fatima, no. It seemed simple, but
it did
seem
simple.
Whitney was like the only one who like really knew.
Nailed it.
I felt like was really doing it the way it was supposed to be done. Although I did enjoy Dominique's little like ballet version of a gladiatrix.
Those were interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did Jay say? Did he say these are interesting, Dominique?
I
can't
think
remember.
He did say these are interesting.
He was
they
like,
also
these
said,
are different.
They were. She tried something different. You know, I gotta hand it to her. She did try something different.
They said they were pretty. That Dominique's
yeah, they
really
said
pretty.
It was the prettiest she's ever looked, which I was.
But not I mean, the assignment.
No,
not
I
the
guess
assignment.
Not the assignment. They do have a hard time believing that Dominique is a beautiful woman. I don't understand why.
They
but
can't stop talking about it. Like, it is news, and it's not.
No, she's obviously gorgeous.
She's pretty.
So.
We've been over this.
Pretty.
I don't get it.
Can't forget. Never forget that she's
never.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So Whitney wins, and she gets the opportunity to go on a shopping spree with €1,000 or split her winnings with another model and to go shopping. This is where I learned I'm a worse person than Whitney, because I was like, keep the money, Whitney. Like, go on a shopping spree.
I was shocked that she
with
didn't
1,000.
Keep the money.
I know. Yeah. I was surprised, too. But... Yeah. Then when we watch the actual shopping spree, it wasn't like it was in some fancy store.
I know. I was like,
you could only buy one
markets?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just like hanging out and like, yeah, in a outdoor market, it seemed.
Because that came out to like $750 a person or something like that. And like,
yeah.
So I feel like that's not that much money. Like, because she was like, I bought so much stuff. And it was just like, well.
It did look like they bought a lot, though.
They had a lot of bags.
They had a lot of bags. So I think they were just buying really cheap stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Just
which.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I mean, I would. If I had known that that was going to be the kind of shopping trip, then yeah, I would have split the money. Because like spending double that in that flea market, it feels like it would be. Like,
you wouldn't be able to
excessive.
Get it home. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd just be ridiculous.
Yeah. But like if you just bought like a couple nice items, you know, like something fancy, and then the rest is just your wardrobe for the rest of the year. That'd be nice.
For
Man, I wish
the
I
year.
Had money. Anyways.
Yeah. It's like when I was speaking of shopping, since we've already talked about shopping a lot. That's basically all I would spend my money on when I was in junior high and high school. Like I would literally just only buy clothes. And so I always had a lot of a healthy clothing budget.
Nice.
And it's not like that in, you know, adulthood. I'm like, I got to buy food and stuff. So.
I got to feed myself. I have to keep eating every day.
Yeah, it's tough. It's like, oh, and fashion moves so fast. I don't.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't have any of the fashionable clothes anymore. It's a hard life.
Now I understand, why it's the kids.
Yeah.
The kids are staying current.
The disposable
They've got the
income.
Cash. Just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, they do when they have
they
no
have
expenses.
They have the access. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I honestly can't believe my mom just let me spend all my money on clothes. I'm like.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about.
I could have been saving that money.
Yeah. I
could have
bought
old person.
That money.
I think like that. Anyway, so yeah, I will say like Anya Pano looked the chicest out of everyone there. And I think it was because she bought some new Italian clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess we'll move on to the photo shoot. There really wasn't much this episode.
There wasn't that much. No.
Yeah, wasn't very.
Although,
I don't even know how it was an hour, to be honest, because I'm like,
I don't
what
either.
Even happened?
Yeah,
nothing.
How many minutes are we into this? 20? Yeah. This
yeah.
is Did you notice when Fatima? But did you see Fatima's crazy eyes too at the sword fighting challenge?
No.
When she was like. When she was like, it felt good to get that aggression out on Dominique and show her like, ah, get out of here. Go home, bitch. Now.
Did she say that?
She said all that. And I was like, what is happening to these women? Like, these swords.
I didn't remember that. That is a lot from Fatima.
It was a lot. And she had this look in her eye. And I was just like,
yeah. Oh, God. This brought something out of her that was not good.
Yeah. But that was my big note of the episode, was just like, what is happening?
They're going crazy. They're bloodthirsty. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe.
These are mad models.
Yeah. If the challenge was to actually put them in a gladiator arena, they would fight to the death for sure.
They're probably all slightly dehydrated or like hungry, you know?
Yeah, I could see it happening.
Agitated.
So the photo shoot this week is, I love editorial. The editorial fashion shoots, mm-hmm. like my favorite kind best. To see. Mm-hmm. And it's a tire shoot, which is,
it's
I forgot
one.
That this was a tire shoot because it's not really like her normal shoots. Usually
it reminds
she does
me
beauty shots.
Of Mike Rosenthal. That guy. Mm-hmm. Reminds mm-hmm. me of his pictures.
Yeah, she did a really good job.
She did.
She's a good photographer. Really good. I don't know why mm-hmm. I wish she shot more throughout the episode. Like when we had her boyfriend, Eric Asla, be the photographer for every single shoot, like why didn't mm-hmm. Tyra just shoot instead of Eric? I would have rather had Tyra shoot every single shoot than Eric Asla
yeah,
shoot every single
sense.
Shoot. Mm-hmm. I did not like that man.
Yeah.
I did not like his photos. I did not like him. Anyway, I still get really mad about him shooting all those photos. But Tyra's amazing. She does a great job. She, mm-hmm. I thought Katarzyna was really smart to ask Tyra what her vision for the shoot was.
I was like, that is such a good professional question.
It is a good question. And Tyra says her inspiration is an exaggeration of an Italian mm-hmm. Renaissance woman who went to a club on Sunset Boulevard.
It's so. Like we're in Italy, though. Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting. But, you know, if that's her vision. I didn't really see that in the clothes or anything. But
I had trouble connecting whatever. Those dots. But, you know, I would have had trouble. Like if she had pitched that vision at me, it would have been like, oh, fuck. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I'll try.
How do you interpret that? Yeah. That is like a hard thing to interpret. You're almost like more lost after hearing that than
yeah.
you are before she tells you what's
yeah, just like, okay.
Is.
Translate. Let me get my feet in the right spot. One second. Let me
yeah,
figure this
okay,
out.
Okay. So clubbing in the Renaissance era. Got
I thought she
it.
Had a good,
cool.
like, I thought she had a good instinct, like, first. In the photo shoot, like grabbing her necklace and stuff. And like, she mm-hmm. was doing kind of like looked like a move from like a rap video of the early 2000s.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Tyra well, was like,
there you go.
No.
She's like, exaggerate.
Bigger.
Your hands mm-hmm. out farther as wide as possible. Yeah. It's always interesting when Tyra's a photographer because she gets to see how they actually work. And it's mm-hmm. interesting to see who she's like, wow, I really enjoyed shooting her. Who did I not enjoy shooting? And who was really hard to pull it out of? Mm-hmm. And that kind of might have been a part of Katarzyna's downfall because this was not her best week.
It was definitely her roughest week. I feel like her confidence is the lowest or something this week. Mm. Something about her is off.
Yeah, it was off. But Dominique comes in and they really did her dirty with the styling. She
they
did look
loved
like
it.
Cruella. No, they didn't. They were like,
Dominique.
Oh, you look. They loved her like posing and stuff. But they did not like her styling. They were like, oh, ooh. You got to make sure you don't look like Cruella when you
oh.
wear this outfit.
Oh, like, well, I guess I'm just thinking of panel because they talk about how much they love it, but.
I mean, they
I don't
yeah,
know.
They liked
compliment.
Her performance, but like they, I mean, I was surprised they didn't turn her back because
it looked pretty funny.
I mean, they were basically like, okay, you're not, you have to like push through the clothes a little bit. Like don't
that's true.
Let the,
don't
or don't let,
them
let the
wear
clothes
you.
Wear you mm-hmm. or whatever. I just felt like she had like the worst outfit to work with.
I think it was, yeah, it was the least like. when you think of editorial and you see everyone else's outfit, it'd be kind of like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you could do a lot with Fatima's. Mm-hmm. I felt like she had a lot to work with, and
yeah.
Well, I don't Whitney know. Too. I guess Anya's was a yeah. Whitney had this like really beautiful dress. I guess Anya's was a little short and clubby, kind of like Dominique's was, but Anya had the cool purple hair, and Dominique had this weird white that hair,
platinum white. Yeah,
yeah. It just seemed tough. I was like, they really like. I felt like set Dominique up to do not so great, and then she blew it out of the water. She was fantastic.
She did amazing. Yeah. She definitely did not let that shit wear her.
Yeah, watching her and Fatima model was really cool to see. It was nice. They were both doing a really good job.
Yeah, Fatima was very, very artistic. I was like, this is...
Yeah, I felt like she was very inspired by her surroundings. Mm-hmm. Hers was cool. Whitney struggled a lot. What did Tyra say? A pose a day takes the hooch away. Oh, wait, no. Maybe I just wrote that down. I don't remember if someone said that or if I came up with that. Is that? Do you remember them saying that? I don't know.
I don't remember that, but I love it.
Pose the day takes the hooch away. Danielle Grady, 2022. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and say it's my quote.
Yep.
But anyway, so yeah, she struggles. And then Jay is like, oh, you weren't that excited to shoot Whitney. You were more excited to shoot Dominique. And Tyra was like, yeah, you're right. And I was just like, how did she win? Excuse me. If she was hard to shoot.
Yeah.
And you have Dominique right here. He does an amazing job.
It's like, there's so much evidence of them for some reason, just like trying to force like Whitney into this. Like she should be the best.
I was like, no, nothing ever told you that she was the best.
Why?
Yeah, why do you? Because she's had never like showed anything that shows that she's the best at the competition. No, so why not the people who keep on winning every single challenge, like Anya?
Anya, come on. She's killing it. She kills it this week. Stupid.
Yeah. Ugh, whatever. Yeah, I think that's all I have to say about the shoot.
Which one was your favorite? Like the outfit.
Outfit wise, I liked Fatima's the most.
Yeah.
I really liked the long dress.
I'm interested in the hair pieces they were using in the photo shoot. Because they were just like pieces of wigs that they were just attaching.
Yeah, I felt like they gave everyone kind of like a fro, right?
Yeah.
Fro-y look.
The permed out. Yeah.
Yeah. They were hard to work through. Dominique's was the worst, but you know. There were others that weren't so great as well. Katarzyna's maybe not so great. I don't know.
I can't remember what hers looked like, actually.
Yeah, I guess we'll see when we look at the photos.
Oh, yeah.
Fatima feels like she's going to get called first again, which I think actually does happen. So she was right about that. Yeah, that's how they feel going into panel.
Diving right in.
Oh, yeah. Dominique thinks she does, like, is so confident about her shoot, but she kind of deserves it, so.
Mm-hmm. She did great.
All right. So let's go to panel.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we arrived. Tyra says bonsoir. Wrong country. And
wrong
then she's
country,
like,
Tyra.
Yeah. Then she's like, I'm going to play into this and do 5 accents in my intro.
She did a lot of accents.
Yeah. I believe it was Jamaican. And, I mean, I know she did French.
She did more French. Isn't Buenos Aires Spanish, though?
Ooh, or Portuguese? Did she say that? I don't remember.
She said Buenos Aires after she said bonsoir. Bonsoir. She was like, correction, Buenos Aires. And then I was like, isn't that...
Portuguese, I have no clue. Spanish, but so, yeah, I don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah, I didn't catch that because I have no clue. all right, so Anya is first.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of my favorites, this episode. I love this photo. It's probably my second favorite.
Your second favorite.
Yeah, I believe so. It's just pretty great all around. Like, there's no bad notes.
It's giving me dark, dark, like Fifth Element vibes. I love it. She looks like a creature, not human, mm-hmm. in Renaissance times. I like it.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah, to me, it's very punk. I really like the purple hair.
Yeah.
Doesn't really look like her, to be honest. No. But I feel like that's a good thing. Yeah. She's got this like upturned face looking down on ya.
She's doing a bit of the broken down doll thing, but it's very strong. Yes. It's not.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's not a weak broken down doll. Mm-hmm. It's like, I find strength in my brokenness.
Yes.
Very poetic.
Mm-hmm. I'm crooked, but I'm strong. Yeah.
Yeah. I think part of it is like the power stance she has going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That helps.
Yeah. Wide stance.
Yeah, like that. I like how like one side of her face is like in the shadows and one side of her face is in the light.
She's very good at knowing her light. And she mentions that earlier in the episode. She's talking about like how she prioritizes when she's getting like taking photos or like posing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's very smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tyra says she really knows her angles. And I agree with that.
Same.
So yeah, this was one of my favorites this episode. I really liked this photo of Anya. I didn't even remember this photo, to be honest. And when I saw it, I was pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Fatima's is my favorite, though. She's next.
It is beautiful. And she just looks so amazing. I mean, she must still look at this photo, you know?
I would. I'd be
and
like,
be like, look at how amazing
my best work.
Yeah. Some of my best work. Yeah. It is, though. It's gorgeous. I love it.
It's like H2T modeling. Her little tippy fingers are even model-esque.
Yes. It was such a cool... Hand. It was cool to watch her, like, during the photo shoot.
Yeah.
And it comes out.
I think it's Mr. Or, not Mr. I, but Jay, who said, oh, Lord. And I was like, yes, that's how I feel. When she put her hands up, I was like, yes, praise Jesus.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Holy Spirit came over her.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Sublime.
And yeah, her face is just great. I mean, speaking of taking the light, like she really is just like bathing her face.
Yes. She has such a beautiful, smooth face. That sounds weird, but it is gorgeous.
Free of any blemish.
Seriously.
I actually don't know if that's true, but I mean, it looks great.
You know.
Yeah, I think her and Anya, I really liked the whole like kind of like looking down their nose thing that they were doing. And she's doing it, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, her back bend is great too. Like, just
she's
really
so bent. It's crazy.
Playing into the dress here.
Yeah.
So.
It's exaggeration. She nailed it.
Yeah, she did. It's gorgeous. I love it. It's the best. Mm-hmm. Good job, Fatima. I mean, she really like has two of my favorite photos from this season, the Fuerza Bruta and this. Like, these are both grade A shots.
So. They are.
Good job, Fatima. Dominique, speaking of broken, Dominique's like giving it all with the angles.
It is a gorgeous shot. Again, another one that's up there with Anya's, I think.
Uh-huh. To me, it's I like Anya's a bit more, but and then I think it's only because the face. I'm not as crazy about Dominique's face in this. Like, her body is like like giving me life. I love the pose.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yeah,
the styling is hard to get past in this photo too with Dominique.
Yeah, the face was just like, well, it could have been a little, maybe if she like made some eye contact, I might have liked it more.
It's pretty standard.
Yeah, but I do like the pose is really reminding me of Bree's photo from five, the plastic surgery shot. I don't know. It's just, it's very similar to that photo for me.
100%. But this to me, okay, when I saw this photo, I was like, Lisa D'Amato? I was like, it bothers me that every now and then I'll see a photo of Dominique and I think that looks like Lisa.
Interesting.
And I think that's very funny. But
yeah, because Dominique is the rightful winner of Cycle 17. In my opinion.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. And, oh, I love, like, the way, like, her heel is kicked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's so good. It's so good.
It's a really good photo.
But, yeah, to me, it's, like, I think it's third, personally. But I still like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Katarzyna's is flat. Not interesting at all.
It really does look like a young Paulina. Some of these photos, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
But
it also looks very 80s, so that helps, I guess.
Yes, it does look very 80s. There's something tacky about it, but
I mean, yeah, there's so much about it. It's the purple stole. It's the gaudy jewelry. It's the
gloves,
sequins,
the tiny gloves.
It's everything is very 80s to me. I don't know.
Yes. It's like a prom dress from the 80s.
Yeah, I could see that. It's just like a very boring pose to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's trying to be broken down doll, but it's just not doing
it. It's like
it
editorial without knowing your angles and light super well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, there you go. It's a good descriptor.
It's like an undergraduate editorial pose.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I think, I mean, I agree with myself. I do not like this hairpiece. I don't think it looks good on her.
Yeah, it does not look good. It looks really bad. It looks like not evenly distributed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it should have been like more fluffy all around versus mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Yeah. Extra bangs.
I mean, this really was not a good week for Katarzyna, but I still don't think she should have gone home.
No, I just felt like she was having a second guessy week, but when you get to the final five, I suppose. That's all it takes. Slippery slope. Although Whitney's had several.
And I really don't like, let's just move on to Whitney. I really don't like this photo of Whitney either.
It doesn't really look like Whitney. And it's very much like she's not doing it. You know what I mean? She's not, it doesn't feel like modeling. It feels like acting.
Yes. It's giving acting. Like the
scene,
just like her head is up way too high to the, it really does look like, which I mean like, and on one sense I'm like, oh, well, I guess it does look like a Renaissance painting. It looks like she's looking at Jesus and there's like an angel or like there's light flowing on her face from God. But I don't like it. It's too much. Like,
it feels too cheesy the way she's looking up. It feels lazy. Like she doesn't know what to do with her face because she's so focused on like minimizing her body. You know what I mean? Like, so she's like, I'll just make my face into some kind of caricature. Like, I don't know.
I guess this is her after Tyra told her to hoe but make it fashion, because she's doing this concave thing, which, I mean, I guess was better than what she was doing, because it just felt very obvious before. Like, she was like, I'm going to stick my chest out and my butt out. And I was just like, that's all you're going to do for this editorial shoot, Whitney? Come on.
Yeah,
let's get some interesting angles here, please.
The best part of the photo is that she is concave, and that's really it.
Yeah, but it's just giving me like, over dramatic widow, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. And I was like, wow, this is such a good time to eliminate her. And yet we do not. I just don't understand.
No,
it's just
it
so,
doesn't
like,
make sense.
Like I said last week, I was like, okay, this is as far. Like, yes, Lauren deserved to go home last week, but Whitney's turn is the next episode. And then here she is, perfect opportunity.
Lined
one
up.
One of the worst photos. Tita. We could have sent her home, and yet we kept her for some unknown reason and sent away Katarzyna, who has been doing really well this entire season. She has had a great photo.
They got really sick of not being able to pronounce her name, though. So she's got to go.
I guess so. That's the only explanation. But yeah, so deliberation happens. Nigel just hates Anya's personality so much, and I don't understand
I love
why.
Her. It's so ridiculous to me. Like, that's so sad. Does he have no joy in his life? Like, no honest human beings around him?
I think
it's all she is pure.
She is pure. I think that they need to make the judges, it should be a requirement for them to watch the models in their home environment, because they really only see such a small sliver of their personality on the show. And a lot of times they just don't clock really how these people are coming off on camera. Like, they assume they're coming off a certain way because of like the way they present themselves in panel. But like, the public is going to watch them at home.
Yeah,
and see
exactly
how they are there. And that's where they're going to fall in love with them or hate them or whatever. And so that is going to be
the
way that the public thinks of them. It's not going to be what you see in panel. It's going to be what we saw back home.
Yeah.
So you're saying we're Anya's boring and Anya has a terrible personality. And you probably assume when we watch the show that we're going to be like, yeah, you're right. Anya's boring and has no personality. But no, we see her at home and we're like, wow, Anya's great. And
yeah, we're so frustrated.
And light and wonderful and nice to everyone. Like, that's what we see. And I feel like they should make the judges like watch some of the footage at home.
I agree.
I don't know. Like, just a highlight reel. They could
appreciate them. Yeah.
Maybe just even like if you save it just for the end of the panel, like, or like the final judging, sure. Watch some highlights of these people and then like decide whether you like them or not. I don't know. It's just
fair.
I don't like it.
Good point.
Yes. But anyway, they talk a lot about how Dominique's outfit is terrible at panel.
Oh, it was bad.
It's just like, bad. And why does she keep on doing this? She's done this multiple times where she wears like a sweater dress that's the same color as her tights.
I don't know.
And I don't like it.
It's like she panics before panel. You know what I mean? Like, it's like she's like, I forgot that clothes have to be on your body for this. And she just.
I guess she probably just doesn't have a lot of clothes that she brought, which is understandable. Mm-hmm.
But maybe then, maybe laundry day's all fucked up. I feel like I've heard them say that before.
Yeah, maybe.
Girls in the show, yeah.
Or also, like, no one is really great friends with Dominique, so no one lets her borrow her their clothes.
That's true. Everybody else is trading clothes around. Yeah.
Yeah, really Dominique's left out each time.
Yeah. They're just stealing her clothes, so she's nothing left. Only items that clash. That would be really sad. I'm sure that's not.
It would be sad, but I think she's doing it to herself partially.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really needed that shopping spree that Whitney and Anya got.
Yeah.
But I mean, they do. I mean, I would also be sus of her if I saw her wearing this in panel. So I kind of agreed with them. I was like, yeah,
it's deserved. Yeah. The like
her presentation's not great here.
It's questionable.
And there's always something going on with her hair, too, I feel like.
She does not know how to have, like, that length of hair, which is understandable. It's a weird length, but.
Yeah. We all know it's a soccer mom haircut, so. All right. So, first call out Fatima. She predicted it. She got it. Good job. Mm-hmm. She deserves it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny that, like, Whitney looks just dejected the entire time because she knows she did badly. But I don't know if it was just editing or if it was real or not. But the one time where they say Dominique does not look like a model is like the only time that Whitney cracks a smile the entire time. It's just the only time.
That's so funny. Yep. That's great.
But it's her and Katarzyna in the bottom two. We already know what happens. Like,
we know.
Unfortunately.
I was sad when I was watching this episode because I didn't realize it was Katarzyna's turn to go home. And they got down to the bottom two, and I was like, God damn it. Like, I was just like, there's Whitney creeping right through. Like,
yeah, I always forget that Fatima is the one that makes it to the top three, you know, instead of Katarzyna. But I mean, it's tough with the both of them. It's like, oh, you're both really good. So,
yeah, everybody's really good. But
Yeah, they are. All right. So, post show, like I said, Katarzyna changes her name to Kat, and she had a really good career, actually.
Nice.
Post show, she was in a lot of magazines, but probably her best was Vogue Australia. She had a spread, and it's wonderful. I would go check it out. She looks amazing. Nice. But then she eventually left the industry and became a lawyer, and is one of the only ones that I cannot find an Instagram for. So she's
hell yeah, good for her.
Off
the grid. Yeah.
Life. Yeah. Off the grid in this day and age. You can completely live totally into society, but you're still off the grid because you're not on social media. So
It's true.
But guess who's on social media? We're on social media.
We are.
Follow us at Top Bottle Rewind to watch or see the photos from today's show and get to vote on which one you prefer the most.
It's fun. It's fun to see.
Yeah, I've started keeping track of who gets like the first call out from the crowd and who is gets the bottom call out. I don't know. He's in the bottom two, bottom, mm-hmm. not bottom two, bottom one.
Okay.
And currently, Katarzyna and Fatima are tied for having the most first call outs.
Really?
Amy had the most bottom worst really? Photos of the week, which I thought was interesting because I didn't really
that
think,
is interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised by that a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Although I don't know if I put down the last week's, or well, last week was a video shoot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess if you counted that, we probably would have said that.
Lauren would probably have gotten first call, but Lauren, yeah, would have been the
worst. Yeah, Lauren would have definitely for sure been the worst.
She tanked that. That was bad.
So then she would be tied for Amy.
Yes. So.
Anyway, I find that interesting.
Yeah,
I'll share those 1 week. Yeah, we'll be back here next week with another episode.
Top four.
It is going to be the top four. Yes, it's the Italian paparazzi shoot, which has some really great outcomes. Another great shoot. This season has a lot of good shoots.
I don't remember this one. Where is it? Is it in Rome still?
Yeah, it is. I think. Well, I actually don't know if it's Rome. It's definitely Italy, though. And I mean, maybe it's not a paparazzi shoot, but that's what Anya's photo is. Anya's photo, like.
Oh, I remember these. Yeah, I remember
these.
It's
the Nigel shoot. Nigel takes the photos. And
it's a fancy
Anya's
shoot.
Anya's is like amazing. Yeah, yeah, she does a really good job. So anyway,
I recall.
Can't wait to talk about those. And
yes.
Yeah, see you next week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.